They who are the good ground hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is not a whole lot left to be said of this gospel reading today. Our Lord, by exception, he has explained in great detail what he intends by the parable that he has given. The seed is the word of God. The word of God must be take root in our hearts if it is to bear fruit. Sundays, for most of us, and for all of us it should be, the Lord's Day. We come to church and we worship God, fulfilling the law, but we also receive something from our Lord. We receive the word of God in the form of sermons, also in the very readings of the Mass. Every Sunday throughout the year, the church has composed a special Mass. It's really a work of art the way they do it, because they take elements from the Psalms, from different books of Scripture, from the Epistles, from the Gospels, and they weave it together each Sunday, and there's usually one dominant theme, a message that we are to take from it. So we receive the Word of God abundantly on Sundays, and we should. But how can we make sure that we profit to the best of our abilities? How can we make sure the soil, that is our souls, is best disposed? Ease in and ease out. St. Francis de Sales, he likens the Word of God, the light that we receive, that interior light from hearing the word of God, he calls it or likens it to an oil, a precious oil or perfume that we that is poured into our hands. And he says that you must be very careful, as you must be very careful to keep that in your hands, not to spill it, not to let it pass through your fingers. And when you move about, you have to be gentle, not to make any sudden moves that would splash it away. In the same manner, we have to treat the Word of God that we have received. That is, we give it time to take roots in our heart, in our mind. We do not rush into another activity or an occupation, but we move gently. We remove ourselves gently from church, from prayer, from reading. Now, I said ease in, so when we first come to church, some things to consider that would be very helpful in making the Word of God, letting it take root in your hearts, is by your preparation before coming to church, how you spend that time. It's a very important time, the morning. Do you spend it watching television or listening to the radio, just profane radio? Or in just idle conversation, or perhaps on social media? Just questions you can ask yourself. How is your mind and your heart occupied in that period before you have reached church on a Sunday? If we rather spend that time as a preparation, we give it to God to dispose this our soil, that is to till it, so we can receive those seeds well. There are different ways we can do this. One would be to read over in the morning the Mass text, the Epistle or the Gospel, or even go to the Bible itself, where it's cited in the Mass, and read the whole chapter. To do that, and then to just as much as possible observe silence before church, on the way to church. If you have a long drive, consider listening to a sermon, perhaps, or an audiobook on the life of a saint, or something that is focused and centered on the things of God. In that way, we come to church ready and prepared for what is to take place, the sacrifice of the Mass and the to receive those words of God. And of course, we must be as much as possible attentive during the time of at church, that is, during the sermons, during the Mass, and try to follow along, and that is very profitable. And we will always have something to take away with God's help. If we are faithful and we pray, He will give us, at least even if it be ever so little, something for our edification, something that we have to think about. And then we gently leave the church, we ease out. Now, we often, especially for our circumstances, it's actually quite important that we socialize after Mass, and because most of us are alone throughout the week. And man is social, he needs friendship, especially good friendships, to encourage himself, to encourage others. And that's why we, at most of, at least our chapels, we try to cultivate that. It's a very important aspect, so that shouldn't be totally avoided. We shouldn't just ignore everyone else in the church, but when we go out to see others, to try to be friendly, we should view them as Christ. Christ says that he who gives a cup of cold water to the least of his servants has given it to him himself. We should, especially having received Holy Communion, all of us, that is the time when we are most perfectly united by the bonds of the communion of the saints, by our Lord himself. So to have that sort of supernatural outlook on our neighbor, to therefore speak kindly, and if they have troubles they want to share, or they want need encouragement, to do whatever we can to help. Just even some not just conversations, even if they be so they seemingly mundane, they can be helpful, if as long as we always try to make it supernatural in some way, to encourage to virtue. Now, when we do that on leaving the church, then we have not lost any oil that we received, anything of the Word of God. In fact, we will increase it. By acts of charity, we always increase what we have received from God. We do not lose. And then, of course, after everything is said and done and we leave the church on Sunday, we go home, we return home. If it be a long journey, again, you might consider not turning on the radio immediately, but let your mind or your heart just ponder over, turn over those things that you've heard. Is there something you can change in your life that you can improve? And a drive, many times, it's a good time to do that, to really think over different things like this. And if there are others with you, perhaps you can even discuss it. That would be excellent too. And if you have, perhaps you have nothing to think about, or maybe the sermon was terrible, well, you can also make a supplement by having, again, listening to something. There are many things available online, sermons by various priests. There are even, again, audiobooks. And these are very great helps. So that we have something, we can always find something for our own edification, and that's the big part of it's an important part of our day, because Sunday, if we take these means to make Sunday holy, not only by worshiping God, but by taking something home with ourselves, then we will grow in holiness. And Sunday is the first day of the week, and if we strive to make it truly a holy day for our own personal lives, then that will influence our whole week. And if we do that every week, it will change our lives. And we'll be hearkening to the words of our Lord himself. He says that he who seeks first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all other things, they will be added unto you. If we start our week, Sunday, truly putting God first in our lives, then everything in the week will just fall into place naturally. God will bless our whole week in this way. Ease in and ease out. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.